First up here today on the Mike Church Show here live on the Crusade Channel, the last live radio station standing. Hi, Karen. How are you?
Good. How are you, Mike?
I am well. Thank you very much. What can you tell me?
Well, so a parishioner here in Houston, Texas, from Regina Chaley, who saw our flyer for the Rosary Rally, he was listening to your show this morning and asked me to call in because he said you wanted some background on what exactly happened and how this all transpired.
Absolutely.
Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay. So Tradition Family Property, who I'm sure you're well aware of who they are.
Yep.
I work with them doing the Rosary, the Second Saturday Rosary Rally here in Houston, Texas.
Okay.
I co-captain the Galleria area Rosary Rally. And there's a lot of young, wonderful young men that are based in Houston, Texas, in the TFP chapter here, that live in community in Humble, Texas. And the main one that deals with my rallies, his name is Cesar Franco.
Oh, I know Cesar. I know him very well.
Oh, yeah. He is. I'll tell you what, Mike. After our last Rosary Rally, we took a picture. There was eight or nine of us. And for some reason, we're trying to get our attendance up, because the Galleria is kind of like a wealthy, you know, elite area.
Right.
The other one that Elvia Lea runs has usually like 30 or 40 people at it. But the last rally that we had in November, we took pictures with several different cameras, and this like mystical rainbow was around our group. Like literally the rainbow went all around. It wasn't cloudy. It hadn't been raining, nothing. In
wow.
A circle with different people's cameras. But when Caesar got in the camera, wasn't taking the pictures and was in the camera, the rays shone directly on Caesar's face. It was amazing. Yeah. So Caesar, this is all crazy. This is all God's doing. Caesar contacted everybody on his list in Houston last Monday, and he said he found out that there was a brewery in Houston named Brash Brewery that had very, demonic or, blasphemous, imagery on their website.
Oh, it's detestable. It's detestable.
Yeah. See, it's weird that I ended up stepping up to the plate to captain, because, like, I won't even look at that stuff. I don't. Anything like that, like when TFP sends me stuff and they say, the Blessed Mother is being blasphemed, I can't read the story. I just sign the petition because that stuff breaks my heart. So I didn't even look at the website, nothing. But then he said, we have good knowledge that the Satanic Temple chapter of Houston is holding, quote, a black mass on Saturday at 11 p.m. And this email went out last Monday. And so he said, I have contacted a bunch of convents in Houston and asked them to pray all week, to disarticulate and disorient and, make sure, that this thing does not go as they, plan it to, and that, the demons aren't released and all this stuff. So then he says, hey, we really need a rally. Can somebody step up and captain it? So I was like, sure, why not? I'll do it. really not knowing what that was going to entail. So I contacted my network of people that I know from doing, pro-life work. And I said, hey, my parish is Holy Rosary in Houston. I at first said, hey, Cesar, why don't we do it at 8 o'clock? Because my pastor, or my parochial vicar, or whatever he is, my Dominican priest, Father Peter Damian, can come at 8 o'clock after his work day is over. And a bunch of people said, oh, yeah, 8 o'clock is fine. Well, then Cesar called me on Tuesday and said, hey, look, I spoke with Mr. Ritchie, and we were thinking more so 4:30 to 6:30, because a lot of our prayer warriors are older women. And, this is kind of scary for them, and they don't want to be out there in the dark. And I said, whatever you think is best, And so we switched it from 4:30 to 6:30. So then the next thing you know, it went completely viral. It was talked about. LifeSite News contacted me. Church Militant contacted Elvia Lea from Regina Chaley. But the problem for me started, I should say problem, but whatever, it's over, is that the brewery got our flyer and posted it on their website.
Uh-oh.
So my telephone number was on there.
I saw that. You know, I talked about you on Friday, Karen.
Oh, okay. And you know what's funny, Mike, somebody actually talked about me nicely because apparently, just as many devout Catholics called me that I don't know. And they said that I'm Gen X, so they're all millennial. They said they went on Reddit and these like forums were denigrating me, and obviously that were like pro sympathetic to Satan or atheists or secularists that were totally dogging me. I told one girl, I'm glad I don't do social media and I don't have a social media footprint because they won't find anything out about me. They just have my telephone number.
Well, so here on Friday, when we were made aware of it on Thursday, and on Friday we did about an hour, maybe an hour and a half on this, we went to their site and I saw that this flyer was posted with your phone number and then the TFP email address. And I said, look. I said, these clowns posted this on their social media with this woman's phone number on it. You know what's happening. The Moloch's useful idiots are burning the transom up to try and intimidate this woman. And all they're going to do. Well, I'm sure. They're still taunting us now on you that showed up on social media. You know, they're going like, we got away. We did our black mass. I won't tell you what they did to the host because it'll make you cry. But they're boasting and bragging about it that they have successfully done this. And all what I am saying to them is because they're tagging me in all their stuff now because I wrote about them and how Houston is now cursed. Thanks. Thanks, Brash Brewing. So they're kind of launching this little counter offensive here, if you will. And my message is going to be very clear. You're acknowledging the prayer. I don't care whether you say it works or not. It was in your face. And when those people walked into that brewery, you know what? They were informed that what they were doing was wrong and was an affront to God. So the only way you're not going to hell now is if you convert and then you confess and then you do a penance. Otherwise, your seat in Hades is assured, pal. Now, maybe you think that's going to be fun. And you can't wait to get there. Not the description of hell that I've read from St. Faustina and others is not a place where you want to be.
Right. Yeah, it's sort of like when Saul Alinsky was interviewed in the about 10 years prior to his death.
Yep.
PBS or something, you know, they said, well, do you believe in heaven and hell? And he said, yes. And they said, well, where do you think you're going? He goes, oh, I'm going to hell for sure. And when I get there, I'm going to do community organizing. I'm going to do the exact same thing that I do here on Earth. And, you know, when I read that, I thought, yeah, buddy, you may have done that here on Earth and sown discord and evil and chaos and hatred, but it doesn't exactly work that way in hell.
No, it doesn't. All right, Karen. Karen was at the TFP Rosary Rally across from the Brash Brewing on Saturday. Can you give me an estimate of the size of the crowd?
Yes, I was shocked. Okay, I was guessing that it would be 40 to 50 people. It ended up being at least 150 people.
Okay, 150 people. I saw the statue, the Fatima statue, Karen, and I saw a beautiful, very large crucifix with a corpus on it. Was there a procession of sorts?
No, because the way this bar is, it was really tough. So I showed up at 6:10 and I was kind of shocked too that a lot of people showed up early. I showed up at 4:10 or 4:00 and it didn't start until 4:30. And a lot of people were already parking in this parking lot, this bingo parking lot, and then at the CVS. The problem with how we couldn't process or anything was that this is not the best area of town. And so the traffic is really fast, and then there's a median that divides, you know, the different sides of the traffic. And actually, you can't even get a picture of the bar because the bar is literally down an alley, and we don't have a lot of alleys in Houston. It's down an alley. You can't actually see the bar. And it's couched between two apartment complexes. So when I first drove up, there was this brave soul, this young man who was saying the rosary right at the entrance where the alley, you know, where the driveway was to the brewery.
Wow.
And I asked him, are you here with the rosary rally? And he goes, yeah, but, you know, obviously it hasn't started yet. And I said, okay, I'm pretty sure that the police are going to require that we be on the other side of the street. And so he's like, oh, okay, I'll come over. But he was praying right there. And there were, and when I drove up, you know, and I had stopped to talk to him and turned on my blinkers, on the median was a guy on a horse with a satanic flag and a flag and a shirt, obviously, that was demonic. And then there were a couple of people dressed in black, you know, right, which really was not the property of the brewery. They were on the property of the apartment complex, on the grassy knoll of the apartment complex. So
the grassy knoll.
Specifically, they were trespassing to the apartment complex, but that's where they set up. So we, you know, you're allowed to do any of these things as long as you're on the sidewalk. So it was a very thin sidewalk with a lot of traffic passing by. And so 150 of us were all along the sidewalk. And so it was also, I never was able to get a group picture of everybody because by the time I thought about it, I got some independent pictures. But by the time I thought about it, the police officer told me, no, you can't be standing on the median. Nobody can. You know, you need to get back over.
So the cops came out. So the police came out. Now, were they just marshaling traffic to make sure there was no altercation?
So the two parishes that represented the most were Annunciation, which is downtown, and Regina Caeli, which is the mass is all Latin at Regina Caeli.
Right.
And Regina Caeli, I got to tell you, Ann, like their whole parish must have come. They have a very, very vibrant parish, and their priest actually came,
yes.
Father Codette.
I saw that.
He was the only priest to show up. The TFP member that was subbing in for Cesar, because Cesar and all the young guys in Houston were at a fall meeting, he was from New Orleans, and he told me, you know, you need to call police to make sure that they're there, because this is oftentimes when we do these, you know, peaceful rallies, the same thing happens at Planned Parenthood. So, you know, I was a little overwhelmed at that point, you know, on Saturday as the week had transpired. And then, you know, all of these blasphemous phone calls I was getting and constantly having to screen my calls. So someone who I befriended from Annunciation, Lucy, who's an absolute doll, she said, oh, I'll take care of it. So she called the police and made sure. So six officers, police officers were there. So there was 150 of us, and their side, the opposition side, numbered at most 12.
I saw the picture of the guy on the horse, and then some clown with a Baphomet goat head on or whatever.
Yeah.
These people are
at one point. At one point they had some satanic flag, like a banner. And then like, they kind of, you know, were trying to do their chants. And then they gave up and they went in. And then, you know, a couple of them came back out again. The guy on the horse always came out. And, you know, these girls were trying to do this like bondage stuff to try to shock us. It was just bizarre.
So Karen was at the Rosary Rally across from Brash Brewing. The Satanic Black Mass did happen. This all happened Saturday in Houston, Texas, and is called in to give us a little bit of an update. I don't know if you've ever seen this. You say you don't watch these images, so you probably haven't. I have seen images from a Black Mass. And
yeah, no, I haven't. I cannot. My brother, who's very devout, he consoled me a lot during this because he's read, you know, all this stuff. He can whatever. I can't do it. Yeah.
Well, let me just tell you, it's not just the desecration of the host. Those four sins that cry out to heaven for vengeance are usually performed at a Black Mass.
Right.
I don't want to gross anyone out, but sodomy is one of them. So
yeah.
I've seen photographs of sodomites at a Black Mass. There was one that was absolutely triple X rated. I couldn't stomach it, and it shouldn't have been on Google search, but that's where I found it. And there was another one that I think if you go to MikeChurch.com, I doctored up as best I could. Did you feel the presence of evil there? And more importantly, did you feel that the queen of the church, the queen of the apostles, and she who shall crush the head of the serpent, that she was there?
Absolutely. We had three slogans that we said after each decade. And the first one was as a group, all 150 of us, we said, America needs God, begone Satan. And whenever we did the slogans is when they would try to say, Hail Satan, you know, and counter us. But there was like 12 of them. So 150 of us said, you know, America needs God, begone Satan. The second slogan was Mary, queen of the angels, crush the head of the serpent. I think that one really got them. And then the third one was Saint Michael, the archangel, grant us victory.
Well, did you stay late? Because I saw that there was a gentleman who was on Twitter who was posting pictures very late in the night, and he said that him and about 10 or 12 of the young men stayed there until 1 o'clock in the morning until they saw the final people leave this Hades-forsaken black mass at the Brash Brewing Company.
Yeah, so I did not, just because, you know, obviously I have a full-time job, and this was pretty consuming last week. And so I just didn't even think of it. I hadn't slept in like 2 days. I was having a hard time sleeping. And so I was like, I got to get home. And, you know, I have foster dogs too. Like four dogs that needed to be let out. And, you know, and let me also preface this with one of the girls that I befriended through this that called me. She actually told me she went to their site, and prior to the run up to this black mass, there were two rescue she's a pet sitter, two rescue organizations that were having fundraisers at this brewery.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
She goes, what rescue organization would be affiliated with a satanic brewery to raise money? They don't respect anything.
Well, the event that you guys were across from, the first event, the one that started at 4, was a fundraiser for animal relief. That's what it was. That's what they called it, animal relief. And they're saying, you know, bring a can of dog food or a can of cat food or whatever. I'm with you. I'm like, what kind of an entity affiliates with the Satanic Temple of Houston?
Yeah, because I've worked with rescue the same amount of time I've worked doing pro-life work in Houston and fostered dogs. And any rescue I've worked with go to normal bars and do normal fundraisers or restaurants or do fun stuff, you know, to raise money for their organizations. I was shocked by that. But no, I did not stay late because I was exhausted. I left. I was just so incredibly inspired by the turnout. And then, you know, LifeSite News wrote an article about us, and then the author asked me to text him the pictures that I had and you know, give him the update for the follow-up. But another great parishioner named Chris, who has a Twitter account and he has a blog called The People's Catholic, he posted a bunch of videos. And if people want to go there and look at them, they're fantastic.
The People's Catholic.
The People's Catholic. He's an African-American gentleman who's a millennial. It's the People's Catholic, and he posted one video of himself talking about his experience at the rally. He posted, you know, videos of us praying, you know, and I told him, you know, Chris, you know, I don't even have Twitter. I don't have anything. So he's like, well, go to my blog. But he told me, he sent me the video of the prayer warriors. I knew prayer warriors stayed, okay, because there were about 5 or 6 people that were continuing to say the rosary on the sidewalk as we all cleared out. But Chris texted me the video of prayer warriors at 11 o'clock. And like you said, it was about a dozen young men that were saying the rosary. You know, and then we ended up having 5 churches total who opened their doors to have holy hours of reparation from 11 p.m. to 1 a.m., and they were Annunciation Catholic Church, Regina Chaley, Most Blessed Sacrament, Sacred Heart Church in Conroe, and St. Anthony of Padua in the Woodlands.
Wow. Fantastic. Yeah. Okay. Thank you so much for the info.
Yes.
Now, one final...
Go ahead. One other thing I wanted to tell you.
Sure.
Is that here's one other thing, Mike, is that I cannot remember the name of the bar because I you know, I'm Gen X, I'm older, I don't drink anymore. my millennial friend that most of the people that called me and wanted questions and were devout Catholics were millennials. My friend Marissa told me that this guy that owns Brash Brewery, he owns another bar in Houston, Texas called Garden Oaks. That's just like a beer house.
Mm-hmm.
And she's like, I'm ashamed to say that 5 or 6 years ago, you know, I've been there and hung out there. So apparently his quote normal bar that he owns is like in a perfectly respectable neighborhood, you know, in the light, you know, where everybody can see. But then his satanically inspired demonic, you know, brewing company is in a total hellhole that's hidden, like most demonic things.
Not surprising. Not surprising.
Yeah.
A final question. Could you give me an estimate on the age of the Satanist whack jobs?
Oh, they were all the guy on the horse was probably in his 40s. Everybody that was either counter protesting us or walking into that bar were in their 20s and then mid 30s at most. But, you know, the profile that I've always, and my brother and I've talked about this, that we've always read typically, is that Satanists are usually more men than women and between 18 and 30. And, you know, obviously if you're at a bar, you have to drink. So it was anywhere from, I would say, 22 to probably 32.
Well, Brash Brewing, we have a, look at that. Look at the crew in the chat room, crusadechannel.com/chat. All right.
Okay.
Well, Karen, thank you so much for the update. There were two TFP members there that I know. Mr. Celso was there. So Mr. Celso would have been the tall man in his early 60s, always in a tan suit and a tie. That's Mr. Celso.
Yes.
And
yes.
Thomas Drake would have been the one with the cowboy hat, the Australian cowboy hat.
Yes.
Those are some prayer warriors there, sister.
Oh, big time. Big
now,
time. I mean,
we have confronted evil with Thomas two hex fests now. And when they tried to pull this boozy bake sale to raise funds to murder babies in here in New Orleans, we were joined by the TFP, our Crusader Knights of the Most Holy Rosary. We're joined by the TFP. And we put almost 50 souls across the street from a bunch of people standing in line to go buy baked goods, wine, and what have you. All of the money going to New Orleans Abortion Fund. There were people that were pushing their children in strollers going into this atrocity.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. When TFP does, when Planned Parenthood does fundraisers here in Houston, the same thing, a huge pro-life lawyer will contact Cesar. And if he has the resources, like meaning they're in town and they don't have other commitments, we'll get a rosary rally together really quickly. And it's just shocking, you know, these bars. That you know, these people will go in and, you know, they're with their children. And it's all to raise money for women to be able to fly to Houston and stay in a hotel to have abortion.
Oh, good grief. Yeah, and the Planned Parenthood Aztec Temple is in downtown Houston, too.
Yes, yes. So you know, it's such a I'm not originally from here, but I've been here long enough. This town is such a dichotomy because, you know, we are whoever posts the statistics for most philanthropic city in the nation in terms of how much money is given to charity, year after year after year, Houston, Texas is number one. So more people give money to charity in Houston, Texas than any other city in the nation. And that's like per capita, considering all the residents we have, too. And then, you know, San Antonio might be second or whatever. And yet we have this other dichotomy where we have the largest abortuary in North America purposely planned right there at the corner of U of H College and then the Hispanic ward, and then an African American ward. And they did that by design because we are right next to the border. So they want illegal aliens to come here to I-45 and get their abortions. And so we had, it's just bizarre, these two competing aspects in Houston. And then, you know, we have other problems too. Like we are the number one capital right now for sex trafficking in the nation.
Wow.
So there is, you know, just like any city, there's a lot of evil here, but then there's a lot of, you know, amazing prayer warriors too. The only frustration that we have as the laity is, where are our priests and bishops?
Yeah, well, a question that I asked, where's the archbishop at? Where is he? Nowhere to be found. Go to the website. He's too busy promoting the Catholic campaign for inhuman undevelopment. So,
And, you know, a woman from Clear Lake standing next to me said, did you see the statement that he made about this? And I said, no. And I said, I already know what he's about. I pray for him. I said, I don't even want to hear it. And she said it was so disappointing. So they act more like social workers and politicians than they do shepherds of souls.
Well, Karen, thank you so much for the update.
Yeah.
Call anytime.
Okay.
And please keep
Houston in your prayers.
Absolutely.
This happened. Yeah.
We weren't there, but we pray rosaries alongside of all of you that were there at 4:30 p.m. We started. So
awesome! Thank you so much.
You're very welcome. Thank you, and thanks for the update. Appreciate it.